everything, five things, should be in the care of Vaishnava, in the association of Vaishnava. So Vaishnava association always feel. You are not doing anything like Parikshit Maharaj, but hearing them, serving them, oh, it is bona fide bhakti. And if there is no sadhu sang, or you are chanting, remembering, hearing, being in Vrindavan, it will be like useless, like Sukriti only, not bona fide bhakti. So sadhu sang is essential for us. You know that there are two kinds of bhakti. One is nishthita bhakti, and other is anishtha bhakti, anishthita. When our nishtha is there, then it will be called nishthita bhakti. And not nishtha is there, then anishthita bhakti. So first, we should know that what is anishthita bhakti. When we have some sangha, sadhu sangha, and we knew that Krishna archan should be done, chanting should be done, some hearing should be done, but not proper we are doing. What we are thinking proper we are doing, but what Vaishnava are thinking proper we are not following. So it is not proper. Our processes be so bona fide. In the line of our disciple Guru Bhargava. So how to know all these things? What we are doing? We are also chanting. And we think that, oh, I have become Guru, Acharya. I have learnt everything. But actually he is like a very kanishta adhikari. Only know that, oh, which we are worshipping, this Krishna is God, and we should worship, and we are surely very high class of Vaishnava. Like we are just going to touch Mahabhagavat. Mane, we are going to become. But it is not proper. So we should know what is bhakti. Without nishtha we are doing. But we have some sadhu sangha. A very little shraddha is there to serve Krishna. And this is the seed of bhakti. Anyhow, Guru has given this. But we have no proper sadhu sangha or guru sangha. Gurudev gave this mantra, and for several years, 20 years, we have no association of Gurudev. Gurudev said, oh, don't come to me. I have initiated you. Then what is this? He cannot learn anything. And I know that this case is so much. No sadhu sangha, no guru sangha. So Vishwanath Chakravarti has told, what is anishthita bhakti? You should bring the book and open that thing. Explain something, you should hear, and I will explain more and more. And then, if there is time, then we will look after this. It is also so important. We know that, you are doing nishthita bhakti, but actually not. We should hear. Have you not? Usamai ghantarla, dhud vikalpa, tarangarangini, visharangara, nimakshama, all these things. You can see. Bhaktira Swami Sindhu Bindu. This? Oh, Madhurya Kadambini.
Yes.
Then I should tell, it is in Madhurya Kadambini. We have done not Madhya Sadhu. You can't bring, I remember, I can tell. You can see in books, or you can bring if you have. Or you'll have to go and let it run. First, if a man goes to Gurudev, and Gurudev tells them, don't take wine. Don't be lusty. And you should chant 16 round Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, and Hare Ram, Ram. And he gives this Harinam and tells that you should go on following what I have told you. He returns to his home and he began to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. His wife came and told, oh, you should take prasad. No, stop. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. He is hungry also, but no, I will not take. I will take after 16 rounds. He is so enthusiastic and he is inspired. Take it. He left wine and what he told? He became so energetic. This is called Utsahamai Bhakti. Utsahamai Bhakti means? What?
Enthusiasm. Beginner's enthusiasm.
From beginners. Like, he has given an instance, example, that a boy who never had been to school, his father and parents sent that boy, little boy of 5, that you should go to school. But he was weeping. He was not leaving her mother, laps. And he was so bitterly crying around. Anyhow, they bought a very reddish book and in that mango and so many
pictures
was there, very beautiful pictures. And they gave something sweet to take. Anyhow, they sent his coat and he was looking after the book and he went to school. And his name was not taken on register yet. Master told that, write A like this. Oh, nothing to do. Only 3 lines will do. 1, 2, 3. Oh, he became so happy. He did like so, 1, 2, 3. This is a very easy thing. So this is first thing. He became so enthusiastic. Oh, only 16 round will do. Next day he told that you should take Harinam, but give up anger. Don't be angry. You should know all the relations. All you should know what is called Shraddha, what is called Nishtha, what is called Ruchi. And you should know the relation with Krishna. You should know achinta bheda bhedvat. We are different to Krishna and non-different to Krishna. At the same time, what is this? Then Guruji, like the boy, next the boy went to Guruji and Guruji told to write any letter which is difficult to write, like any letter. He told that you should write what?
W.
K. K. He could not write. Then he, like this and a slap. He began to. And when the whole mother and father weeping, I will never go to school. In the same way, when this something came, you should not be angry. You should give up all the attraction for Maya. It is not so easy. Very difficult to give up all these things. So, he is reciting Hare Krishna 16 round every day, but he is not seeing any fruit outwardly. He is not thinking. He has heard so many things that lust will go away, anger will go away, and relation will come from Krishna. Everything will be had by chanting Hari name. But nothing was coming. No taste was coming. Only worldly tastes were coming. When he was chanting, everything was coming. Seeing that something is empty mind, so all hankering, all silly bad things are coming here. Like in water pond, if you take a jug of water, then from all sides water will run to cover that thing. So, all kinds of bad things are coming here. So many problems, so many lakhs and lakhs problems that time coming. He said that, no fruit at all. We should know and understand. Well, Valmiki was told by Narad to tell Ram Ram, but he was not doing so. Then he told that if you cannot chant Ram, then you should chant Mara, Mara, Mara. Then he began to chant, because he was a hunter. So Maro, 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 mane kill, kill. This kind of, he chant. But Nara was bona fide guru. So he chanted more than 60,000 years. And then he became, realized everything. You should notice all these things. It will take time. If you will give a seed at once, it will not be sprouted. And it will so much take 9, 10, 12, 14, 15, 50 years to give fruit. If you are giving any seed in earth, and next moment you are seeing that, where it has been sprouted or not. Next day you went again, and you looked after that. If there is any sprout, it will dry, the seed will dry. So we should think all these things. It will come shortly, fruit, if it is given by a bona fide guru, Harine. But it will take some time. You should follow on, go on doing. If you had no taste, yet you should do. Following, carrying your holy master's order, go on doing. If you have no taste, if you are going to hear anything and you have sleep, no harm. Again go. Again here. In India, I've heard that anyone was going to hear Harikatha. The same case was with myself. When I joined Ormat, and a very reverend and very good Vaishnava was reading Srimad Bhagavatam and telling all the tats, I used to sleep. Then I told him that I sleep there, no harm, no harm. You should hear attentively, try to hear. One man, he has some sleep. He took a grass. By touching it will come like
allergy.
Allergy. You know that grass?
No.
You know that mirch, mirch mane ki bole?
Chilli.
Chilli? And powder of chilli. Take. And he used to take it in conference where Harikatha was going on, and he used to take something and do. And no sleep there. Tears were coming. The Kathavachak saw this. He was watching this. And the end, you should hear why you are saying, looking here and there. So, he called that person. Oh, you are so lucky. And he embraced that audience who was listening Harikatha. I've heard that if the eyes are not melting, heart is not melting, we should try to punish the eyes, to punish to our ears. Today, after a long time I have seen this, that you have sleep, you want to sleep, and you punish your eyes by this. At once he melted and began to weep when he embraced him. And then he became a bona fide Vaishnava. So, we will have some problems in beginning, but going, doing, no doubt at all. What my Gurudeva has told, Vaishnava has told, it is true to
extent.
So I must follow. Where there is will or not, but I will do. Anyway. And he will tell to his Gurudev all these things. So first, this thing in the beginning, it comes utsahamai bhakti. And then ghantarala. Second, ghantarala means sometimes he tests and sometimes not test. Sometimes some doubt, sometimes no doubt. But he never gives up the association of bona fide Vaishnavas. He tried to follow and tried to carry all orders. So this is called ghana tarala. Ghan means
thick.
And tara?
Thin.
Sometimes he becomes hopeless. That what I am doing? I am selling more than 2 lakhs of books, but nothing coming. What to do? I am chanting also 8 rounds or 16 rounds. Nothing I am gaining, nothing I am realizing. Once he began to chant, but he heard that his son is so ill. He went to doctors and here and there, and he spent more than so many $10,000 or more than that. He did what he could do. But at last son was dead. He prayed to Krishna that, save my son. Oh Harinam, you shall save my son. But son was dead. He was to die. He died. Oh, not to take name is infant. So he took his mala and jholi, kit bags and
bead bags
and everything. And his Thakurji also. Radha Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda. And took it and gave it to the sea. Not like this. So, we should not be like this, ghana tarala. Sometimes like this, sometimes. Oh, very bit. Gurudev told that you should go to Nagar Sankirtan. Dance, take Mahaprasadam up to here and dance. Hare Krishna, and go everywhere. Your son will hear trees, wild beasts, all animals, all the persons who are sleeping in there, eating, doing and marrying, they will hear your sound and it will do good for them. And you know, to play on mridanga and dance also. So he collected some persons and went on. And he was doing so much. One day, 2 days, 3 days. Fourth day, some gundas came. Dungunda, you know?
Darkwise.
Not darkwise. Who are eating, drinking and marrying and whose sleeping was disturbed with some sticks, and they began to beat them and took their mridang and kartal. If you will come again, we will broke your legs. Don't show your this. And he, they took their kanthimala. They become so worried and they return. I will never go to do these things. Oh, I am doing like this. Never, never I will, in whole life I will not go. You know Haridas Thakur? He told that I will cut in his legs and leg pieces, but I will never give up to chant Harinam. They thought that, oh, he was not turned to the good persons, they heard. And even they came and beat me. Some dogs were coming and hearing the voice of mridanga. They were ready to bite us. Oh, we will not go now. No. Yes, sir. Go on doing. You are not bona fide, but yet it will come. And a day will come that whole world will follow you like Swamiji. He wrote me that when he went to New York, on the beach he was chanting Hare Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Hare Krishna. Some hippies came first. He told that they are not hippies, but they are hippies. And from there he organized. And this hippie became happy. And after that, so many persons recognized, wealthy and intelligent persons saw that, and they gradually coming. And in no time he spread over all. He wanted some help, but there were no persons there to help him at that time. But he was so pakka, strong in his faith. So we must be like this. Then, after Ghantar Lad, Budha Vikalpa. Budha Vikalpa. What is Budha Vikalpa?
Indecision.
Indecision means?
What to do, what not to do.
What to do. Where I should live in my family, or I should give up them all and take renounce order and then bhajan. Oh, in Shastri it has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam, everywhere, that this is like a fire burning for these family persons. And all they are cheaters. Father, mother and all, wife and husband, children, all are cheaters. What they cheat? What they stole? They will stole Hari Bhakti from there, Krishna Bhakti. Oh, have affection on me. Give all the monies to me. Wife will tell like so. Father and mother will tell like so. Children, you should support me. You should nourish me. Why you are not doing anything for us? So they will try to share. They are biggest cheaters. But those who are fathers and mothers are Vaishnava, I am not telling for them. Shastra has not told for them. So we should try to give up this fire. We should not be burnt into that fire. So this world is like fire, like a coop. Coop means well. Fire are so many poisons. So we should give up all these things and go to jungle or forest, and near Vaishnava we should chant Hare Krishna and practice. But we see also that Prahlad Maharaj chanting like so, but he is a householder. Maharaj Janak is a householder. All the gopis are a householder. What to do? They cannot decide what to do. I am newly married. Let us be in world. When this boy will be matured, and if I will give him marry, and after that, when I will be old, then I should go. Give up all these things, bogus things. But yet I will have to remain in this world and look after all these things. But next moment, if I will die tomorrow, then what will be done? What to do? There is no guarantee that we will not die tomorrow. What to do? Oh, at once we should give up all these things. At once he says, Grihe thako, bane thako, sadahari bole dako. And then so Srimad Bhagavat, it has been given, told. Kardam Rishi has told. Brahma came to Kardam Rishi and told, don't give up all these worlds. If you are going there, you will see there all animals with their wives. And again, inspiration will come to return to home. Like Shavari Rishi, you know, was a very big son, renounced order sannyasi yogi, and he saw two
fishes
enjoying. And he at once gave up all these things. 10,000 years was there, naked in water of Jamuna, in Vrindavan. And he went to Mandhata Rishi, and he told Mandhata Rishi that I want your daughters to marry them. He told that he was a very intelligent person. So he told that tomorrow I will make a swayambar, and you should come, and all the princes of whole India will come, and there they will choose their husbands. So come on here. He told that, he said, no, I want to only meet them. And he became so beautiful, more than Indra and demigoddesses. And then that king Mandhata took him in his palace, and the girls saw him. And at once they were ready to marry him. Marriage was done. And after 10,000 more years he was involved in these things, and after that one day he thought, I give up all these things. 30,000 years had passed. 10 years in yogabhyas, 10,000 years learning all these things, and 10,000 years in householder. I have lost all these things. Then he had an association of bona fide Vaishnava, and he left off everything, and he came in the shelter of any Vaishnava, and he chanted, and he went. So what should I do? I should also like this. So not making anything decision, what to do, what to not to do. This is called?
Vyudhavikalpa. Indecision.
This is good or this is bad? I think that so many persons are like this, devotees. All these are called anishtita bhakti. After that, yeah.
Tarangarangini.
And all?
Visay sangara niyamakshana.
Tarangarangini means, if he is chanting more, hearing more, tarangarangini will come. Tarangarangini means like waves coming and going. Tarangarangini. So Vishaya Taranga. What Taranga? In ocean water Taranga. Waves. And here? Eating, drinking and marrying, and all kinds of waves are coming. here. Means when he will recite mantra. And ordinary persons will hear that he is doing 1 lakh harinam daily without any
without any break.
And he does not speak with anyone and he never goes to anyone. He never goes to take breads and butters and anything to anyone. He is sitting here in his heart, not wanting anything, and chanting 1 lakh. So all are charms, general person, not bhakta, ordinary person charm. They bring chapati with ghee, sugar and all these things. They think that we should give him money. So money is coming. So much prasansa,
reputation
and name fame coming. All are coming. Ladies are coming, persons are coming, beautiful ladies are coming, Kishori is coming, old ladies, old persons, very, all are coming. And if he will be misled having all these things, then he will go to hell. This is a very bad unearth. We can be careful from all bad activities, but we will think, oh, this is due to my chanting Hari name and doing, practicing these things. No? So we should know, we should be very careful. If money comes, utilize in so matter in good things, otherwise do pranam. The praise are coming, it is due to Harinam and my Gurudev. So give all the praises which comes in the lotus feet of our Gurudev. They will not harm you. Otherwise, they will take you to very deep hell. And anyone cannot help you and cannot save you. So this is what?
Tarangarangini.
Name and fame will be here and there. And if you will think in this, that, oh, I am bona fide, I have become Vaishnava. Then you will give that, oh, take my remnants. You will give your lotus feet, then, oh, my lotus feet, and take dust. Then you will go to hell. Be careful. Sometimes these things come to me also. I give my all praise, everything to my Gurudev and Vaishnavas, to whom we have heard. Never take a little thing. If I have any money, but I don't want any money. I don't beg and like this, give me something. No, Prabhu, you should give me. Then your life will be ruined. If you are doing all these things sincerely, all money and all wealth will follow you. Vaishnava, no, I don't want. Only very needed thing for keeping our life, maintaining our life, we can take it as a prasad of Krishna and Radha and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then they will not do anything bad for you. And you will go up. So we should hear and follow all these things. And then, Vishaya Sangara. What is this? Like a fight with?
Material desire.
Material desires. So many material desires. I am chanting for so many years, nothing is coming. And this lady, beautiful lady, Kishori, is telling that I want to marry you. And she is telling that don't worry for wealth. I have some wealth my father has given. So you can come and marry me and we will both do this thing. Oh yes, very good, you are telling. You will help me? Yes, I will help you. and he was doing archan in a very big temple. So it is the karuna of mercy of Thakurji that he had a so beautiful lady for me. And the ladies will think that, oh, Krishna has arranged so beautiful Leda. Leda means?
Leda.
Leda means Manati's husband. Krishna has arranged, we should adopt this thing, accept all these things. This is Vishay Sangraha. He is defeated by Vishay. Sometimes. And sometimes, defeating Maya. All these things are coming, but no, I will chant Hare Krishna. I will read Srimad Bhagavatam. I am here. I will serve Vaishnavas, bona fide Vaishnava. I will not be controlled by these Mayas. So fighting is going. Sometimes defeating, sometimes defeated. This happens. You can realize all things. No need to tell me. But I think that in my whole life, never I felt like this. Nothing. Never. I was serving my Gurudev. Still I am serving Gurudev and Vaishnavas. I am not proud, but still I can tell that in my whole life, never these all things which I am telling never came. I don't know why, because they were merciful enough to me. And they saw that I am sincere. So many cases came, but they returned. Then after that, Vishay Sangara then comes.
Niyamakshama.
What is Niyamakshama? I decided that I have known everything. So I will chant from today 1 lakh Harinam. After that, I will take anything. And in the night, I will wake up. In morning at 3. And up till sunrise, I will chant 1 lakh Sabrinam. And after that, I will do archan, bandhan. And then I will go to Vrindavan, start commemorating, doing pranam to all. And then I will go to class and hear something, try my Gurudev or any bona fide Vaishnavas. He did 2 days. After that, he became ill and he could not follow. Even a single round he could not do because he was so
sick.
1.4 temperature, 104 temperature was there. And he was telling, oh, like this. When he became well, then so many persons were coming. Oh, how you are feeling? I'm fine. Now I'm. One after another, whole day, persons were coming, and I had no chance. So these disturbances were coming. Niyamakshama. I made so many rules and regulations to do bhakti. I will never be angry. No lust will come in my heart. I will hear presently. But when we were hearing, then heart came. What is that?
Yawning
came. After that, illness, all these idleness, these are called niyamakshama. We can make any rule to do all these things, but we cannot maintain. If there is no mercy of Krishna or his devotees, we should try to maintain all these things, but always praying Krishna. Krishna has said also, I came from India. I was like ill, but I, in whole my journey, I'm telling so much. I'm going here, there, so many miles and miles. But by the mercy of my Gurudev and Vaishnava Jaya Swamiji or Krishna and his yes. I never felt one day also very ill or anything. I think this is the mercy of Krishna. So we should try to pray Krishna, his associates, Gurudev, Vaishnavas. More to Vaishnavas, from whom we are learning all these things. Gurudev cannot, he has 100 shishya, disciples. He has to do so many things. So we cannot have his association more. So we can hear from Shiksha Guru. He is not less than Diksha Guru. If they are in same level, we should also together give honor and serve them like Guru. When can hear all these things? So we should follow all these things. When all will go, all will go. Then Nishtha will come. And his Nishtha, this is Sanskrit word. After that. So, if all are goes, then even some things are there. And that I will explain tomorrow, not today. Because you will have to digest all these things. First digest, have a note. Time has gone?
Yes.
How much?
45 minutes.
45. I wanted that I will tell something from him.
Yeah.
Then.
Yes.
But I am Niyamakshama. Niyamakshama means?
Taking regulation, I could not maintain.
Because doctor, and he is my doctor, house doctor. And all doctor has told me to be regulated. Don't speak more than 30 minutes. You should try to speak only 30 minutes. But I'm doing over and over. So I was thinking that I have told only 2 minutes, 3 minutes are more, not more than 10 minutes. But they are telling that it has become
45 minutes.
So I should stop here and I will speak what are more honors there. And then Nishtha will come. And after that Ruchi will come. It is bound to come. In Vaidhi Bhakti also. And if there is Raganuga, it will jump. That devotee will jump and he will become from Ruchi. No anartha, nothing is there. So, I will speak something on Nishtha Bhakti and how Nishtha Bhakti will come. And we are need of these things. So tomorrow I can help you by telling all these things. And always hear Harikatha. In Harikatha, everything is there. All the tattva, maya tattva, jiva tattva, anartha, aparad, all things are there. I will also speak of 10 kinds of aparad, nama aparad. So that you should be careful for them. That you should not do all these things. And Gaur Pramanam. What kirtan? Gauranga bolita. You should go on singing, but next time you should see what are the meanings, and then you will see that your heart is melting, automatic, no, nothing to do, anything.
So you should try to know the meanings. Go on.